Thank you, brother.
Amen. Did you get her?
You hooked up to? You ready?
Turn her on or turn her off. Okay. Turn her on.
I'll turn you off.
I love him. Now, he's a Yankee. I mean, real Yankee right there. We sang with our family for many years. We were in Evangelist 18, and somewhere around the 16th year, Danny got married. And so I remember we went to Jerry Pilkington's at that time, their Victory, and he came over and visited us and shouted it out with us, and just the four of us then, the two girls and me and my wife. And then my baby Melody got married, and when she got married, Julie said, well, I think I need to stay home. So it just got down to me and Connie. And we finished the time out that God wanted us to do. And all that time, when we sang a song with the kids called I Am Blessed. And then when the kids left, Connie and I started singing I'm Still Blessed. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I'll wake up in the morning, I saw I made it through the night. I listened for my family, and sure enough, they'd be all right. As we gathered round the table and bowed our heads in thankfulness, with tear-filled eyes, my heart cried, still blessed. There has never been a day he didn't give me all I need. Even when I woke up to a storm, my soul had peace. Sometimes I tried to count them, they're too many, I confess. So with arms upraised, I just say, still blessed. Now I don't want to leave my family. I don't want to leave my friends. But lately my heart's been homesick. How I long to live with him. So in the morning if you find me with my eyes closed in death, what glory, what glory, still blessed. There has never been a day he didn't give me all I need. Even when I woke up to a storm, my soul had peace. Sometimes I tried to count them, they're too many, I confess. So with arms upraised, I just say, still blessed. So with arms upraised, I just say, still blessed.
Amen.
Being raised in Lebanon, and I was raised in Lebanon, Ohio, and because of that, I know a lot of people, and a lot of people know me. And growing up, I remember after I got saved, the mailman, we had a Christian school, and I was running it, and the mailman come by, and he'd see me. He said, I need to go down to that school and tell them kids what you really are. I said, well, you can tell them anything you want to, but that blood of Jesus Christ
yes.
has cleansed me
yes.
from my past,
Amen.
And I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
And I go to the Y now to work out a little bit and to walk. When it's cold, I walk. They got a big track there, but my old football coach is in there, the old some other coaches that were in there, and they all talked to me and asked me, where you been? What you been doing?
Yeah.
And for 18 years, I was pretty well gone from there because of evangelism. My home was still there. And Christmas to New Year's, we were home every year. But I tell them, I said, well, that used to be me. But that ain't me. Because the old man is dead. Now and then, an old friend of mine I hadn't seen in some time. Will stop by and ask me where you been, what's on your mind. They wonder why I'm not drinking and still painting this old town red. I tell them I'm serving Jesus now, and the old man is dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. I may wear the same clothes and have that same old name, but you're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. I used to live such a wicked life. I had no hope inside. I was lost in darkness, searching for the light. And then one night at a little church, after hearing what the preacher said, I gave my heart to Jesus, and now that old man is dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. I may wear the same clothes and have that same old name, but you're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. I'm going to sing that last verse again, because I had nicknames in school. We had nicknames for everybody. We was never called our name. My name in high school, and don't repeat this, was Tuna. I was always a big kid. I weighed 235 in high school, played football, played baseball, played tennis. I was really good in tennis and won awards for all that stuff. I was a real athlete. I could bench press my weight. I could run a mile, swim a mile at the same time. You try that. Yeah. I say, singing this and think about Brother Carter, and I've heard a little bit of his testimony, what he was. But you know, his testimony is the same as some of you in here. Brother Chandler talked a little bit about his drinking and all that. And I thank God. I'm going to pause a minute here, because I thank God for those testimonies. If that's your testimony, I thank God you got saved and you got out of the gutter. Amen. But I see some little boys here on front who never had a bottle of beer, who've never said a cuss word, who've never had a marijuana in their mouth, who've never listened to rock music. I'm going to tell you something. These teens in here that have been raised in church, you've been raised in church, young lady. You've been raised that way. You got a better testimony than Rick Drummond. Got a better testimony than Brother Carter does. Because God saved us in that mess. But he saved you from that mess. I used to live such a wicked life. I had no hope inside. Oh, my goodness. I was lost in darkness, searching for the light. But then one night at the Lebanon Baptist Temple, I tell you what would be a good idea, and I know we got another preacher, but it'd be a good idea. You families, bring your teenagers up here, your young people up here, and pray on them, pray over them. And I want you to do this when you get done, kiss them. Well, we've quit doing that these days. Pray with those kids, then kiss them, tell them you love them. Let's have a little love fest, they call it, for a few minutes. Amen. We'll keep playing, and I'll sing that second verse in a minute. I thank God the old man is dead. I'm not what I used to be, I promise you. Love on them children. God gave you them children. And the world is after them. The devil hates them. The world wants them. Let's go ahead and tell the devil they're not yours. They're God's. Thank you, Lord. Give them kids a big hug, big kiss. Wish mine were here tonight. I sure would hug them up. I used to live such a wicked life. I had no hope, sign. I was lost in darkness. I don't sing that. Searching for the light. Then one night at a little church, after hearing what the preacher said, I gave my heart to Jesus, and now the old man is dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. I may wear the same clothes and have that same old name, but you're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. but you're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. Song. And we'll come get the guitar. Thank God that he saved me. I was just an old rock and roll artist. Had bands the time I was about 14 years old. But I remember the night when Jesus came to me, and I'm going to try and sing that. You can play whatever you want to. The gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord, it was so vast, the crossing I could never form. From where I was to his demand, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where you are. Then he came to me. He came to me when I could not come to where he was. He came to me, and that's why he died on Calvary. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. He came to me when I was bound in the chains of my sin. He came to me when I possessed no hope within. He picked me up and he drew me gently to his side, where today in his sweet love I now abide. And I'm so glad for March of 1974, when he came to me. He came to me when I could not come to where my Lord was. He came to me, and that's why he died on Calvary. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. Thank you, Heather.
I've missed out on heartaches this world fills every day. And I missed out on a broken home that would steal my joy away. And I missed out on all the things they said I missed out on. Oh, but somehow I have a heart at peace while their good times are gone. 'Cause I've been sheltered by grace, kept in a safe place, protected by hold on to their hands, for they guided me in how to run this race. And as the years go on, I'm sheltered by His grace. Grace can take the sin away that stained a soul for years. And grace can keep a life that's pure from shedding bitter tears. And the grace that brought me safe this far will safely lead me home. For the truth that they've instilled in me will last when they are gone. 'Cause I've been sheltered by grace, kept in a safe place, protected by the prayers of those who always sought His face. And in a world of shifting sin, I can hold on to their hands, for they guided me and how to run this race. And as the years go on, I'm sheltered by His grace, 'cause I've been sheltered by His grace, kept in a safe place, protected by the prayers of those who always sought His face. And in a world of shifting sin, I can hold on to their hands, for they guided me and how to run this race. And as the years go on, I'm sheltered by His grace. And as the years go on, I'm sheltered by His Every morning when I wake to see the sun, I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things He's done. He meets my every need. You know He's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done. I'm gonna live my head in the praise for all He's done. I'm trying to live my life in peace, even though I don't deserve to live. My life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. There are many things that I could praise God for. And if I started now until I die, there'd still be many more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank Him for His Son. Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done. I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him for all He's done. I try to live my life to please Him.
And though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done.
Some of y'all that are scared half to death and have no clue what's going on. The Bible said in Psalm chapter 150, praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Capital L-O-R-D. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Hey, we've heard about His power this week. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Has He had some mighty acts? Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Hey, God's been great. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. We saw a little bit of that tonight. Praise Him with stringed instruments. We saw that tonight. And organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Brother Bowen's been wanting to play cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. I don't care if you're lost. You ought to praise Him. I don't care if you're backslid. You ought to praise Him. Everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. If you have any breath in your body, you better praise Him.
Lift Him up.
Some call it progress, and we must conform, or we will be left by the change. New world religion serves the God of their choice, but salvation still comes in one name.
That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, this world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. All the great leaders who sleep in their graves one day will bow and proclaim. He's Lord of all glory, the crown King of kings. All creation will thunder His name. That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, this world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. That name is Jesus. Sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, this world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, this world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
I think this was sung earlier, but I mentioned it when I was preaching this morning, but it's one of my favorite songs. That's my God. That's my God.
The angry crowd cried out to crucify. They nailed him to a rugged cross and left him there to die. They gambled for the royal robe he wore, not knowing they had crucified my Lord. He bore the sin and shame of all mankind. And as he hung there dying, I was on his mind. His sacrifice of love some don't appreciate, but I would like to speak and set the record straight, that that's my God and I love him. That's my Jesus, he died for me, for all the world to hear. I'll say it loud and clear, that's my God. That's my God. Some say he's nothing more than a fairy tale. He's just a myth or legend, and his presence is not real. His word is not correct politically. They curse and mock his name defiantly. Oh, but time has never changed the changeless one, and their lives cannot disprove the existence of his Son. Though some may be content to just sit by, I for one will stand and testify that that's my God and I love him. That's my Jesus, he died for me, for all the world to hear. I'll say it loud and clear, that's my God, that's my God. I'll say it loud and clear, that's my God, that's my God. That's my God, and I love him. That's my Jesus, he died for me, for all the world to hear. I'll say it loud and clear, that's my God. That's that's my God. For all the world to hear, I'll say it loud and clear, that's my God. That's my God.